Welcome to Tomato Podcast number 6. It's tomato time. Welcome to the 6th Tomato Podcast. This time recorded in Salt String Studios in Witticon Valley. You will hear Martin Schneider and Sven-Olof Andersson discuss Swift payment gateways. Welcome to podcast number 6. We hope you enjoyed our last podcast on how to finance a company. Today, Martin and I will discuss Swift payment gateways, what they are, who would benefit from using it, and what's involved.
Thank you, Sven. Swift payment gateways are geared towards corporate treasuries that wish to connect their daughter companies' bank accounts. It manages a number of banking relationships across multiple accounts in various countries. These companies can consolidate all their banking with one single Swift solution. That means they have one single access point to all their bank's accounts worldwide. Such gateway leaves the decision fully open if payments are done locally or centrally.
Is this a new and fairly revolutionary way of managing bank connections worldwide?
Well, the SWIFT system has been around for 30 years. It is the system for all the banks worldwide to exchange information. I remember 20 years ago, when I was working in a treasury department for a multinational. I wanted that my employer would become a SWIFT member, but the system was simply reserved for banks. Now it has evolved and has become a popular option for many multinational corporations.
A SWIFT payment gateway seems a monumental undertaking and costly. How does a company justify such a project?
Well, look at it this way. If a multinational company with, say, 30 branches or daughter companies on all continents moved to one single ERP or accounting system and spent 20 million euros for such a project, then the same company can now connect the bank accounts via SWIFT for a fraction of the costs of the 20 million mentioned. Also, risk management can play a role. Look at all these PINs and TANs and Streichlisten. They are local risk, so SWIFT can play an important role in corporate risk management.
What is the bank's stance towards clients that have SWIFT payment gateways? I imagine that if a company uses a special channel or gateway to a bank, then the bank knows the client is bound by that contract and not likely to leave. Once a company uses SWIFT, the company doesn't have that hurdle and can change banks more easily.
Well, that's partly correct. It explains why prices for SWIFT aren't uniform and contracts differ from bank to bank. When a company chooses SWIFT as payment gateway, it is the first step towards freedom from banking obligations. And cash pooling can be transferred from one bank to another, from one day to another. Nevertheless, building a SWIFT link to a bank still means a small project with each bank. So once such connection is concluded, the corporation isn't about to move elsewhere. Let me outline the basic project step how to connect corporation and bank. First, the local e-banking contract is replaced by a new contract with each bank. This contract can be negotiated centrally. Second, price changes could be an issue. Some banks charge nothing to connect SWIFT, others ask for a one-time fee. Once the SWIFT connection is ongoing, some banks ask for a running fee. This needs to be negotiated with the account manager. Third, it involves installing the technical connection to the bank. I had interesting cases with cultural habits needed smoothing out. Finally, the project involves testing the connection and going live. This is done between the IT departments, between corporation and bank. Involved in such project are legal staff, account managers, and IT of each bank.
What kind of software is involved?
Mostly the ASP software of a SWIFT service bureau. It will coordinate all these flows. Such service bureaus use a standard software and will have the same screen look at each local company. It will replace all the local e-banking screens worldwide. Of course, all the pins and tons and logins and Streichlisten will vanish. All security is built into the software of the service bureau. This also required a strict middle office with a four eyes principle at the parent company.
I assume you know the cost and payback time involved. Is it worth the project? How are the running costs later on?
Excellent question. But check this first before saying Swift it could be expensive. If your company has 5 or 10 ERPs, meaning accounting systems, throughout the world, and your employer has no intention to move toward one ERP, yes, then they continue to use e-banking. What that means, however, is that processes are not unified and local companies report to the headquarters via Excel and other tools. This reporting continues to be costly, as it often involves copy-paste information from one tool to the next. For a multinational that deals with many banks, Swift helps them maximize resources, tighten control over payments, and so is a cost-effective solution. Just consider, SAP and others became the standard in ERPs and accounting. Swift is the standard in payment. Why not connecting these two standards?
What if we do all the payments company-wide with one single bank? Would that not replace Swift?
Yes, Sven. This is also an excellent way to save resources and streamline processes. Some of our clients do this, but keep in mind, it is risky to be dependent on one bank. What if it is hit during the financial crisis? 3 years ago, we had some excellent banks that served as cash management banks. Some, or even most of these, once reputable names, are now in question. The financial crisis taught us that it may be wiser to work with several banks to leverage risks.
How can companies trust Tomato? If Swift is fairly new, what makes you an expert?
Tomato not only serves corporations, but also banks. Remember, I started off as a banker. For example, we helped banks to improve their services in payments. I was first involved in a Bank Swift project in 1992. We also worked on Swift and payment projects in 2005, 6, 2007 and 8. Personally, I feel very safe to guide corporations through such a project.
Well, Martin, you have now convinced me. You mentioned earlier that you have documentation you'll be happy to share and you will offer a roadshow to any company that is interested.
Correct. I have been living and optimizing financial flows for over 30 years. I enjoy the process and helping wherever I can and I'm needed.
That was podcast number 6. We hope you enjoyed it. Thank you, Martin.
Thank you, Sven. And see you soon again.
Welcome back next month with some more interesting cases from Tomato. Tune in. It's Tomato time.